Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Oh, yeah. Anna Hosnier. Who's your co-host?
You're my co-host.
What?
What?
Well, that can't be right. Hold on. I'm looking at the copy here. Yeah. No, I host this show.
Yeah. Where are you right now, mentally?
Oh, me? I'm at the top, right above in a helicopter above the top of the yacht.
Aww.
Mentally. Physically?
Low.
Obviously. Below.
Very
below,
low.
The bottom of the below of the deck. Yeah.
It's nice that we got Chris out of there because it was really kind of cramping our style, you know? Like, I was like, hey, Chris, you should probably get fired. Nick and I live down here.
Yeah, well, we didn't technically fire him. We just said, hey, buddy, you can't sleep there anymore. We do have, it's kind of a bag that I've tied to the bottom of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he could get in it and just kind of be dragged along in this bag. But, you know, he probably wouldn't have survived. So he chose to leave. That's his choice.
Yeah. One would argue entering a bag and being dragged by a boat, not the safest option.
Not, right. Yeah. No, I know that now. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Weird that you suggested he, you know, it's fine. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't care. He's really insignificant. Sleep in the kitchen. Sleep on a couch. Nobody gives a shit about you, bro. But sleep in a fucking hammock. Look, buddy, get out of here.
Yeah.
So if EJ, because I know that they teased to EJ possibly leaving soon because he was only here temporarily. So they teased in this episode that he might leave soon.
Right.
When he leaves, does Chris Brown get to come back?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think it works that way. I think Chris was fired because of his lack of ability.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Captain Lee, you get some of them right.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would love for Chris Brown to come back, but unfortunately, I don't think that's how it works. I think once you're fired, you're fired.
Dead, yeah.
No, I think once you're fired, like you can't get rehired. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's like in a baseball game where if you retire a pitcher, he can't go back in.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why if a game goes into a bunch of extra innings, sometimes there's one pitcher just has to, even if he's like fucking it up, he's just got to stay in there for a long time because... they don't have any more pitchers.
Hmm.
They literally run out of pitchers.
That's... Wow, I guess I don't know anything about baseball.
Well, now you know one thing.
A lot of my knowledge of sports is in basketball. And that's... God, I'm such a...
And that's cool too, dude.
Anyway, let's get to the show. Guys, we are talking Below Deck Season 5... Episode 10. We're almost done. I think there's only...
Four more left.
Four more? No, I think there's 15. Five more left. Yeah. There's five more.
Is there a reunion?
Yes, there is a reunion.
Then that must be the discrepancy because there is no reunion on Bravo.
Really? Oh, because that's the thing. They're not putting... If it's a Watch What Happens Live reunion, they don't put it on the Bravo app.
Have you looked for it in the history of Watch What Happens, or do they even have a history of Watch What Happens past like a month?
Oh, they definitely do. They definitely do. They have everything.
Okay.
So, okay. Season 5, episode 10. So we continue with the Dirty Foot drama. Dirty Foots. So, yeah, EJ is coming at Josh and Nico for their dirty feet. And Bree runs away because she's like, I need to get away from this drama. And EJ says having two drunk Nikos is a mess. And he doesn't want to fight with them because they don't care about him being like, hey, you need to clean your feet. And then Josh is like, hey, I'll clean my feet so you don't have a reason to come at me. And he's like, can you hear the sarcasm in my voice? And EJ's like, ew. And he's like, I can't have two drunk Nikos. So he's like, I have to walk away from their drunk asses. And after that, Nico's like, I'm so annoyed that EJ was rude to my brother. He's only here for one night. And then Josh leaves to, that's the thing. What do you think people do when they leave? Because they're only allowed to hang out one night?
What people do when they leave what?
Well, because, you know, they come hang out and then they are like sent away. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
On the show, when guests come to hang out, they only fly down for like 2 days.
Well, they can only visit while there's no charter on board. And so charters usually are there for 2 or 3 days. And so they just get that one window when they're off work.
Right. So like, okay, you come down, you fly down for what, 24 hours? Like, how is that worth the trip?
Well, no, even if you're doing a few days, you go hang out with your brother one day and then, you know, he may have come with some friends. And he's like, well, one day I got to go do the Below Deck taping with Nico. And then the rest we can fucking scam on chicks at the Soggy Dollar Bar.
Right. So do you think he came with friends?
Also, another thing
okay,
to remember
my
is...
my question.
No, I am answering your question. Okay. This is a television show. The TV show wanted his brother there for an episode. The TV show most likely flew out Nico's brother just for this. And so it's not weird to only be there for a day because he's working.
Interesting. You really think they pay for the people's family to come?
I think all sorts of things happen on a reality show.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, Queen.
But yeah, you're right. Like, I don't think that many people are just flying in to see their loved one once, one day.
Yeah.
I think it's more likely, like on Survivor, you know, where they have that episode where all their families are there. All those people, yeah, they just came to see their loved one wave at them from the other side of the beach sometimes.
Right. That's funny you brought that up because Jack O'Brien, my boss and your boss, his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, was on Survivor. And his wife was telling me about how she went down to do some like family Survivor challenge with her on the show. And then they like fucked it up somehow. I don't know. I can't remember exactly.
Who is it?
Her name is Becca Lee. I don't know. That's his sister-in-law who was on Survivor. I guess she made number 3 on like the War of the Races.
Becky Lee. Yes, of course.
Yeah, that's Jack O'Brien's sister-in-law.
Wow.
Hmm.
That's cool. She was on the race season.
Yes, the race one. That's what I was saying. War of Races, Race War. Race War seems.
Yeah, they called it Survivor Cook Islands. So come on.
Okay. There you go. Cook Islands.
That is really cool. Wow. Okay. Well, I love Survivor and I love facts.
There was actually a really funny moment on our tour, on our Daily Zeitgeist tour, where I think she lives in D.C. She came to the live D.C. show and she was like, I guess she his sister-in-law has no sense of what Jack does. And she like offered to promote his show for him as if like Daily Zeitgeist has no fans. Like she was like, do you want me to promote your little show? And he's like, oh, no, it's okay. You know,
on what?
I don't know, on her, because she has a following. Because yeah, she was on Survivor.
Anybody can help anybody, even if you already are big.
Sure, whatever. But she just doesn't know that, like, Daily Zeitgeist, like, has fans, you know? And So at the show, after the show, all these people are, like, surrounding Jack, being like, oh, like, getting so pumped to meet Jack. Because, like, Jack O'Brien has, like, fucking fans, if you know what I mean. And his sister literally this guy's like, oh, I'm a huge fan. And his sister... to the fan goes, oh, you came to the show for Jack? like, just has no sense of how, like the fandom around Jack O'Brien and Cracked and all that. Like, I just thought it was really funny. Like, she has, like, she was shook that all these fans came to see Jack. Like, they were, she was just like, oh, you're a fan of his. I don't know. It's just really funny.
So that was great. Yeah.
Great humbling moment where your family's like, you ain't shit. But yeah, okay. Yeah.
I guess we have a lot in common then.
Yeah, you ain't shit either. Except for your brother bought a shirt. It's just our family members buying the merch and leaving the 5-star reviews.
We will see.
Yeah. So, yeah, we continue with Nico saying that he thinks that he should be the bosun after his brother leaves because EJ was rude to his brother. And, yeah, everyone goes to bed, and now it's the next day. EJ says he's had enough of Nico's bullshit after the night before, and Captain Lee says he's worried about the weather and they can't leave the dock for this charter, and EJ and Captain Lee are in a meeting, and EJ tells him that he has liked working here, but he actually has to leave after the next charter because his other boat has made it to Fort Lauderdale and he's expected on it. And Captain Lee says there's going to be a void after EJ leaves, but he doesn't think that Nico is ready to take on the position of bosun yet.
Couldn't agree more there, Tex.
Yeah. No chance, in my opinion. No chance. He sucks. So, what was I saying? There's a next charter meeting with Nico, EJ, Matt, Kate, and Captain Lee. And we learn a man named Jason Schwing is coming with his friends. And one of his friends is Eden Alpert, who owns a restaurant with her father, Herb Alpert, who's a famous jazz musician. And as I know him, the man whose records are all over. You can find an Herb Alpert record in anyone's record collection because his
Herb?
Record... Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert. That's what you say?
Herb. Why? You say Herb?
I believe that a man's name is Herb.
Okay, whatever. Herb. I pronounce it Herb like the herb. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Now, you think there's an Herb. That's what you...
His name is... It's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Did I get that right?
Yes. Yes. Herb Alpert.
Shut up.
And the Tijuana Brass.
Yeah, and the Tijuana Brass. That's his band.
Do,
yes.
Do, 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 do.
I have a few Herb Alpert records.
Yeah, we all do.
They just come through, man. They just show up in your record collection. And you're like, okay.
They came in the mail with boxes of Tide.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I guess they own a restaurant. So, yeah. Do you have any likes and dislikes?
Nope. Too fucking fuzzy. Fuck this show. Bring back the likes and dislikes. Please, if you're out there and you like our likes and dislikes section, please email Bravo producers and tell them, give us a little more time on the...
Yeah. Be like, go back in time and fix that footage for
fix
us.
Fix it.
So they say they're not picky on their things, but they want to be impressed by the food. And Matt says he's used to working on charters with guests who are there for 3 weeks and not just 3 days, so he isn't able to get to know them like he'd like and to understand what kind of food they like. And at one point, they want a Polynesian-themed birthday party for Jason, and there's going to be a beach party at some point.
Yeah, beach party. What an idea.
Yeah.
Who thought of that? That must have been Kate. That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, Kate calls Jen... and Jen's in her cabin, and Jen tells her not to take little breaks like that because the crew notices and they will slowly start to resent her for it. And Jen's like, the laundry and the cleaning never ends. It's like, what do you think this job is? Drives me crazy that she has no sense of this job, yet it's her dream job.
Or what do you think any job is? There's never a job where you're like, and now I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Nico and Captain Lee go out on the tender in the Intrepid to check and see what the weather is like, to see if it's even worth, like, if they can risk going out or not. And it's just like the weather is just too shitty, so they can't go out. And Captain Lee tells the crew that they have to change the plans because even water toys are too risky right now. And Nico is on the tender still, the Intrepid, and he somehow, I don't know what he's doing, but he somehow hurts himself. And he starts freaking out.
Yeah,
over
there's
the radio.
No footage of exactly what happened.
Well, it looks like he reaches down and then all of a sudden was like in pain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But apparently he smashed his elbow and now he has nerve damage. You know, I got some nerve damage recently.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Pair of Adidas.
What?
Pair of Adidas.
How does that?
They were too small. I've gotten 800 pairs of Adidas in my life and or in my, you know, adult life as my feet have not changed size. And I get the same size every time. And that is the size that I wear in Adidas.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, this one pair came and they were just like really, there was like an extra bit of fabric around the base of the toes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was too tight. And then I got some nerve damage, my big toe, like where it meets the foot, that joint there. And this was like 3 months ago, and I can still feel I'm not back up to 100%, but I almost am.
Wow. Sorry to hear that. That's tough.
Well, it's not a big deal. It only hurts when I wear that one shoe, so I don't wear that shoe.
That always sucks when you buy a pair of shoes and they like hurt.
Yeah, well, a lot of times you can break them in.
Yeah.
So then I kept doing it and not knowing it was just like hurting me even more. And I was never going to get there. Anyway.
Yeah. So, somehow like he just, we see his arm grab something and then it's in pain and he's demanding his deck crew jump to him in the water and swim to him. And Bruno jumps in and swims to him and he's like, I need to go to the hospital. And then, we learn that he hit his arm and somehow got nerve damage and can't move his fingers. And Captain Lee sends him to the clinic to get checked out. And yeah, and EJ and Baker are figuring out how to move forward with the change of weather plans and Nico going to the hospital. And Nico comes back in a full body sling situation. And we learn that he's pinched a nerve and it is inflamed. And Captain Lee says a one-armed deckhand is about as useful as a one-legged man at an ass-kicking contest. And I'm like, you said it, Captain Lee. You fucking said it.
Captain Lee, coming through.
Yeah. And
he's the captain you want him to be.
Yep. And Captain Lee tells him that he should just take his pain meds and rest in the cabin so they can hopefully get him like fixed up and ready to go ASAP. And so the guests are arriving and Captain Lee tells them that they can't leave the dock because of the wind and says that, see what happened with Nico when we went out to check the weather? He's dead. And the guests are like, oh, ha, 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 ha. But then immediately are like bummed that they have to stay. And Kate gives them a tour of the boat, but the guests are still complaining afterward about not being able to go out into the water. They're like, we're basically just at a hotel. Yeah. And the guests check out the galley and Eden Alpert basically threatens Matt as a restaurant owner. She's like, I own a restaurant. And Matt's like, ha, 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 ha. And one guest who's like a gay man is in love with Bruno. He's like, Bruno's like, yeah, let me know if you need anything. And he's like, oh, I will. Don't worry.
Why wouldn't he be in love with Bruno?
My God.
Bruno keeps touching his back.
Shut up. You know, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. And BRB. And we're back. Do you want to victim blame Bruno anymore, Nick?
Yeah. Maybe Bruno, if you didn't smile so much, that guy wouldn't be making you his husband.
Okay.
But you did smile at him. So now you're a husband, B.
My God. Right. So Nico's in bed resting and Bruno asks Kate to communicate everything to him, considering that they're down a deckhand and the guests are already complaining. And Kate's like, I think Bruno is confused and actually wants to work in the interior and be a stew.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Guys can work in the interior.
Yeah, that's fine.
It doesn't mean he's gay.
Okay, no one said that.
You people are fucking old school, dude.
Literally no one said that.
Old school.
Anyway, the guests are sitting down for lunch and EJ comes out and says that they can ride the jet skis and the hoverboard and that they can take the tender out to a beach and hang out in a little mini beach picnic situation. And the guests are like, heck yeah, let's do it. And Bruno says he doesn't want any stews coming along with them because they suck at their jobs. And he said he'll take care of it himself. And Kate says that Bruno should look into being a stew because he's actually good at it.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they go out and they're enjoying the beach picnic. And some guests are on jet skis and some got taken out in the tender. And Bruno got brought a bunch of drinks and some like snacks, like some cheese board stuff with them. And they're just hanging out. And Kate says she wasn't expecting them to be gone for so long. I guess they're gone for like a few hours. And the deck crew really entertained them. Anyway, so the guests are headed back to the boat and they're getting ready for dinner. And we learn that one guest has a suitcase full of costumes and wants everyone, including the crew, to put on a bunch of like 60s, like disco themed costumes.
Yeah. Now, these 60s themed costumes were unimpressive. I will tell you what was impressive, and that is Bruno's abs. I don't know how he gets there. I saw him wearing a CrossFit hat at some point in today's show. So I think that Bruno's abs are CrossFit abs. I can confidently say that. I've been trying to figure out what his routine is, and he throws tires from one end to the other. Back to you, Anchor Hosnier.
I think he was wearing the CrossFit hat when he met Josh, Nico's brother, because I saw that as well.
Yeah.
And yes, I do think Bruno does CrossFit. Portuguese CrossFit.
Oh, hell yeah.
So Bruno's being very bitchy to the stews because he thinks they suck. And Jen asks him to lower his voice because he's yelling and the guests are right outside the galley. And service is about being polite and quiet. And Bruno's like, I know about fucking service, you dumb little bitch. That's basically his vibe. And Jen goes and immediately tattles to Kate and is like, Bruno sucks. He's kind of bitchy. And yeah.
He's fabulous now.
He's learning, so he's like turning evil. Yeah. He's like the type of person who learns like one thing and is all of a sudden using it against you. And you're like, bro, you literally could not tie your shoes when you got on board because knots are too confusing. I think I would slow your roll a little. It's such a little fuck. But I love him. So Matt says he's going to make fish for the guests because one of the main charter guest's wife on her preference sheet said she loves fish. And he's like, mm-hmm. I have to wow them with all this fish so they forget that they're at the dock. And so, yeah, the guests are all in costume and they're sitting down for dinner and they're bringing out the food. And Eden Alpert is tripping out because there's so much fish involved in the dinner because the appetizer had shrimp and then they had mahi-mahi and then salmon. Because she apparently doesn't care that the main charter guest's wife loves fish. And Kate's like, yeah, well, we can accommodate something else. And she's like, I'm not even hungry anymore. And it's like, what is your problem? Like, who cares? Oh, my God. Just eat the goddamn food. It's good.
She's mad because one single thing that was not wrong. No one did anything wrong. And it's the only thing that's happened that wasn't exactly like she wanted it. And so she has to throw a fucking fit. And I commend this woman.
Oh, shut up. But anyway, they're like, well, we're out at sea. And they're like, we're not even out at sea. We're docked. It's like, oh, my God, fucking chill out, bitch. Yeah. And Kate says that these guests will always find something to complain about and that she feels bad for Matt because she really thinks he made a nice dinner and went above and beyond. The other guests love the food and they're trying to make Eden Alpert try some of it. And she like refuses because she's like kind of shitty person.
Yeah.
I guess if you grew up with all your dad's records drowning you in your home hoarder style, what else would you do?
Now you're talking my language. Yeah. Love those hoarders.
Yeah. So I know you love hoarders, you weirdo. So yeah, the crew gets all dressed up in like 60s disco themed gear to dance for the guests at a weird themed dance party that lasts about 2 seconds in the footage. And then everyone goes to bed and it's
the next day.
Oh my God, look at us harmonizing. JK. So Captain Lee comes out to check on Nico, and he says, or not out, into his room to check on Nico. And Nico says that his arm's getting a little better, but he got knocked out from the sleeping pills. And Captain Lee says that nerves regenerate very quickly, so he's hoping it doesn't take long. And Bree is bringing Nico food into his room, and Captain Lee's like, man, I should smack my elbow as well if I'm getting treatment like this. And I'm like, it's not worth the pain, Captain Lee.
I'll smack your elbow, Captain Lee. Don't worry about what I'm smacking it with.
Okay. So Matt's making the guests breakfast, and Captain Lee is taking two guests along with him on the tender so they can see how choppy and crazy the water is and rocky it is out there. And the guests are soaked from the ride, and you can hear them just saying, Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! Ah, Jesus Christ! While they're on the Intrepid getting, like, knocked out.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
And Captain Lee's like, pretty funny. Captain Lee had a good time. It's nice to see Captain Lee having fun.
Well, he was like peddling it to the meddling it to fuck with them. Right. And he's like, guests think you're lying when you say the weather's bad, which technically makes no sense because why would you lie about something like that? Like, you also want to get off the dock. Your tip relies on it. And so they bring him back and they're soaked. And the guest who was hitting on Bruno before says that he had a dream that he married Bruno in Portugal. And the guest who went out on the boat with Captain Lee are explaining to the others how bad the weather was so they would understand that they can't go out or leave dock. And Jen is taking forever to make drinks, and the guests are complaining, and Kate tells Jen to hurry up, but naturally it just makes her take longer. And Kate's telling the guests that they are going to have them taken to a beach to explore some, like, underwater caves.
Jesus, they are really reaching.
Yeah, and, well, this, we'll get to it, but this fucking experience was really trippy for me. Captain Lee is asking EJ, Matt, and Kate to come up with things for them to do to distract the guests from the fact that they can't leave the dock. And Nico's in his room, and he says he's grumpy because he has no control over anything right now. And EJ is on the deck controlling everything, even though EJ is technically the boss. So, of course, he'd be controlling everything.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Most respected boss.
Yeah, so Kate says she's going with the guests in the Intrepid to the underwater cave party. And Matt is struggling because he says he's never done like a luau themed party before and doesn't know what to cook. And so they get to the like island that has these underwater caves, and it's like the craziest thing I've ever seen. So basically the guests go underwater and they're wearing these like head tanks, like just their heads have tanks on them. It's so futuristic. It's so trippy. It's like unlike anything I've seen before. And the tanks are attached to these, like, oxygen. They have these lines that are, I guess, attached to these oxygen tank thingies. And they basically get to walk around in an underwater maze, like, tour, looking at caves with these tanks on their heads. It's crazy. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
I was shook.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of adding this to my...
Boat facts?
My playboat business.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I was looking it up, and you can only go down a certain amount until you die.
Well, that's...
yeah, I want to do that. Let's set it up. Let's go.
Okay. iHeart will pay for that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
So the Stews are... Okay, basically before Kate left, she asked the Stews to do a bunch of work on the boat and get a bunch of cleaning done and finish the laundry and just make sure everything is in tip-top shape for when she gets back, because they have 5 hours. Again, Kate is gone for 5 hours. You have time to get all your shit done. And Matt makes the crew lunch, and Jen sits down to eat, and she's, I guess, taking a long time. Like, she's sitting there, but she's just, like, talking a lot with other people and, like, not getting back up and finishing the work. And Bree walks by and tells her there's a lot of work to be done, so eat quick. And Jen's like, yeah, whatever. And then EJ tells Baker that he's leaving after this charter to go to his other boat and tells her not to tell anyone. And she's like, oh, that sucks. And Bree is working hard still, and Jen is just chilling and chatting still. And Bree walks by again and calls Jen out. And of course, Jen gets upset because she sucks at her job and is very defensive. And it's like, what? I'm literally just not doing work. What? And she's such an idiot. And they're just like eating clams.
She's fine. She's going to be just fine. She gets her $1,200 checks just like the rest of us.
Yeah. So Bruno and Matt are prepping for the guest dinner, and he's having Bruno work on the dessert, and he says he really misses having a sous chef, and having Bruno there takes the pressure off. And EJ is sad his time with Baker is being cut short because he wants to continue hanging out with her and getting to know her. So the guests make it back to the boat, and Kate goes over to see what the Stews have accomplished, and apparently they still left a lot of work to do. And Kate asks Matt what happened with the Stews, and he tells Kate that the Stews got in a fight over the lunch break, and Kate's like talking to Bree about it, and Bree's upset that Kate's mad at her when Jen was the one slacking. Let's take another quick break, and we'll come back.
You got it, Anna.
And finish this up. All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
All right, we're back.
All right. Are you nervous?
About what?
Your birthday tomorrow.
Why would I be nervous?
You nervous about anything?
No.
It's a big one.
How dare you?
How dare I?
How dare you?
I don't think you can say that to me.
Oh, I just did.
Well, you fucked up.
Oh, bring it, bitch. Bring
you
it over the
one
Zoom.
One person still on your side, and now you fucked it up right before your birthday, too.
Oh, wow. You were on my side? I don't even believe it for a minute.
Just, I was the only one.
How dare you? I'll kill you.
No, you won't.
You're right, I won't. Because I love you. So,
yes, you do.
Belly. So EJ thinks he's done his job because the deck crew has graduated to a higher level of working, and he thinks that they'll be fine for the rest of the season. And Kate asks Jen what happened with their fight. And of course, Jen explains the weirdest over-exaggerated version where she describes Bree as basically Hitler being like, hey, get back to work! Like, it's like crazy. I was like, that's not what Bree was like at all. She was just like, hey, you know, pick up the slack, do your end.
She didn't say anything that happened.
No.
She was like, anyway, I was just like doing my work. I was like eating. And then she was like, bah, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's not how you describe an incident.
No. Basically, she's exaggerating and not being clear and clearly trying to throw Bree under the bus. And Kate's like, okay, well, I know Jen's lying to my face because she knows two things about Jen. That Jen's very competitive with Bree and she loves extra break time. And Kate says they have to throw a birthday luau and they need to prep for that so they'll deal with this fight later. And Kate tells Captain Lee that she's got an outfit for him for the party. And he's like, nope. And she's like, yep, I got you stuff, so you have to put it on. And I think it's amazing how much power Kate has over Captain Lee.
Yeah, it's nice that he respects one person in this life.
Well.
Yeah. Are you going to say his lovely bride?
Yes,
we don't know
I
that.
Am. Yes,
we
I am.
Don't know that.
All right. Well, the deck crew's prepping for the luau party, and Bruno is on the Stew's ass for not having enough, like, decorations or whatever he wants for the luau party up to his standards. And Nico asks Bree if she wants to go stay at a hotel for one night after this charter, and she says yes.
That's nice.
So Matt is confident for his meal that night because he's having, like, ribs that fall off the bone, and
I love that that's what he calls them.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and then I've got, ooh, very good, juicy, tasty steak after that. And then for dessert, we're going to have, just a yummy pie. You can't just say it is the thing that we want it to be.
Ooh, it's so good, you won't believe it. Literally, you won't believe it. So Kate asked Bree what happened that day, or the day, that exact day. And she says that she had to ask Jen to get up and work. But Jen was being really bitchy about it. And she literally says, I don't think Jen ever came back up to work afterward. And I was like, God, Jen sucks, dude. She's so shady. Anyway. So they're serving the guests buffet style, and Jen is being classically unprofessional in front of the guests and acting like she doesn't understand how to serve them. She's being like, well, Bree came up with this, so like I don't really know what we're doing. And she says that in front of the guests, and it's like, dude, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, stop.
I am stopping.
I know. And then Bree says that Jen always plays the victim, and I agree. Like, if I were Bree, I would push Jen off the boat. And be like, weird, are we missing a Stew?
Bree is, she's got her own little thing going on that she's a little naughty girl, all right?
Look, I don't love Bree either, okay?
And look, she needs to stay out of this because You know, don't throw stones in glass houses. That's all I got to say to you, Brie.
Queen. So Bruno says he knows one of the guests has a crush on him and it's okay to play along a little, you know, to up that tip money. And Kay asks Bruno how he feels about the setup. And he's like, it's terrible. Nothing is set up outside. I hate everything. And she's like, okay, well, go tell Captain Lee that because he would love to know everything you would have done differently, you dumb bitch. And Bruno's like, okay, perfect. I will. And it's like, Bruno, this is clearly a setup. And so Bruno goes to find Captain Lee and he's in full, I mean, I hate to say it, problematic costume garb, dressed up as like a, I don't know, what it, like he's just dressed up in like full like Hawaiian, as he's like he's like a chief of some sort. I don't know. And he's surrounded by hula dancers and Bruno is very impressed. And after dinner, they take the guests upstairs and Captain Lee comes out in his full garb and does a whole thing. And then he announces the luau dancers and he's like, okay. Everyone's like, ah, Captain Lee, we are not worthy. And he's like, yep, no one's worthy of me. Looking like a fool, wearing problematic costumes. Appropriating
what
a culture.
Is this? What happened? How did he go from never participating into anything to doing this? And he's got,
well,
he's got
he
a
says.
Speech.
He says,
come on, I want to lay ya. What happened?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, this is what he says. He goes, he's definitely outside of his comfort zone, but he is contributing because if he's going to ask his crew to do it, then he has to step up to the plate and sacrifice some of his dignity along with them. And he says, look, I got a skirt on and a pineapple stuck on a mop's head. And I was like, that's actually pretty funny that they put a pineapple on the mop's head. Kate's good. Kate's fucking good.
I mean,
it's problematic, but Kate is good.
It is problematic.
Yeah. Bruno admits that Kate knows a lot and he needs to humble himself and he has a lot to learn. I'm like, that's what it took for you to humble yourself is seeing Captain Lee in like full garb. Anyway, Jen is asking for a break and Kate tells her no and that her and Brie are going to work together that evening and make cocktails because she took a break all day today. And Kate writes out a plan so no one can argue with what needs to be done. And Jen is complaining about working, blah, 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 blah. She's always complaining. And she's like, Kate is sadistic. But it's like, no, dude, you're just a shit worker and don't seem to understand that this is not all fun and games. You gotta work.
Kate is
sadistic.
And
that's the end of the episode.
Oh, my God. Do you want a boat fac or what?
Yeah. I was like, okay.
You want one?
Yeah, let's do it. Boat facts with Nikki T's.
All right.
Yeah.
Now. Okay, here's my trivia question for you, Anna Hosnier. Member of her 20s, Anna Hosnier.
Great.
How many oceans are there?
How many
Anna
oceans
Hosnier,
in this
how
world?
Many oceans are there? Now, do not Google, do not, there's no reason to type anything right now. You're not silently typing. How many oceans are there? How many oceans are there?
Okay, wait. Atlantic, Pacific, Arctic Ocean?
Work it out.
Indian Ocean? Four. I think four.
Okay.
Wait.
Now, yeah.
Right?
All right.
Okay.
So there are some conflicting answers. There is no real answer to how many oceans are there because you talk to one source, they will say there is one ocean, the world's ocean, because all the oceans connect and there just is ocean and there is not ocean and there aren't different oceans. That's one way to think about it.
So there's just one ocean.
Yes, that's what some people say. However,
what the fuck?
However, other people agree there's more oceans. Atlantic, Pacific, sure. Indian, Arctic. That's another one. That's the fourth ocean. However, in the past couple of decades, they have added a fifth ocean. What is this fifth ocean called?
Ooh. Oh, man, a fifth ocean. Huh. You know, it's not the first ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know what the situation is. No,
okay,
I mean.
Well, it's known popularly by two different names. Just say anything and we can move on.
Wait, what did I say? Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Arctic. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I really don't
you
know
got
what
it.
The Fifth Ocean would be.
It's known as either the Southern Ocean or the Antarctic Ocean. And that's today's boat facts from Nikki T.
That's whack! Because there's already an Arctic Ocean. So you're going to make that's an Antarctic
it.
Ocean? Oh, fuck out of here.
That's
fuck
the
these
facts,
oceans.
Jax.
Just joking. Do not fuck the oceans. We need to protect
that's
the oceans.
That's the Jax facts. Back to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Nick. Hey, guys, follow us at DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter. Email us at DeckheadsPod@gmail.com. Check out our merch on TeePublic. DeckheadsPod merch. You can literally search Deckheads, and hopefully our merch comes up. You can follow Nick at Nick's Turners. Check out his Patreon. You can follow me at Anna Hosnier. And hey, y'all, leave us a 5-star review. We would love it. We would appreciate it. We would really enjoy it. We've been putting our lives on hold to do this podcast. I haven't seen my family in years.
In fact, I'm not going to do one more episode of this until I see one more 5-star review.
All you have to do is go press the little 5-star. And then all of a sudden we got a 5-star review.
Yeah, well, that's now everybody knows. If you don't give me one, I'm done.
Okay, well, you know, threats are not the way to
all
do
right,
this.
All right,
bye. All right, guys, we're out of here. See ya.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.